Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Get select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Save $100 on a Fender Special Edition Strat, or get a Yamaha acoustic for just $199. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Locked On Cavaliers podcast. As always, I am Chris Manning, your host from FearTheSword.com, here today to give you a quick overseason preview. On today's show, you'll think of what I think are the three biggest storylines with the Cavs this year, their best-case scenario, their worst-case scenario, all of that in about 9 minutes of audio. I just wanted to give you guys a quick overview as we start preseason week. Didn't have time to get to the mailbag, so did something I already had recorded. It was going to drop later, but hope you guys enjoy. We will have the mailbag tomorrow, so I'm going to record that on Facebook after the Cavs' Wine and Gold scrimmage, which is at 6 p.m. on Cavs.com. You can stream that. No LeBron, but you'll have at least some basketball as we get closer to Wednesday's preseason opener and Cavs-Celtics on October 17th. Also this week, just to give you an idea of what we're going to do, we'll have a little preview of what I'm going to look for on Wednesday for that game. You will have smattering previews. I'm going to drop in extra shows this week because I couldn't get to them over the weekend like I'd hoped to, of different position previews and kind of some reactions to things that are said at practices and whatnot. You'll have a game recap Thursday, previews of all the games. This year, unlike last year, the plan right now at least is to cover every game I possibly can with a podcast right after the game. So if there is a Cavs game, even if it's on a weekend, the plan this year for now is to give you a recap right after the game. That is my hope, but that could change. I'll let you know ahead of time if that happens, and we'll stay a little more consistent for this season. It is my hope on some of that. But today's show, just a preview of this Cavs team to give you a little bite-sized nugget preview as we get closer to the season. But today's podcast is also brought to you by the wonderful folks over at SeatGeek. Now, if you don't know, SeatGeek is the best way for you to buy and sell tickets right on your phone. You can get it on any smartphone. Go on their great website, SeatGeek.com, and you're going to be able to get anything you need for as far as tickets go. If you want Indians tickets as the playoffs start, you can get it on SeatGeek. If you want Cavs tickets for the upcoming preseason games, you can get those on SeatGeek. All it takes is you download that app, you log in, you go in, it's two swipes, and you're going to get your tickets right there in the app. You're going to see the view from your seat. You know you're going to get a good deal or a bad deal based on their deal score. So if it's green, it's good. If it's yellow, it's okay. And if it's red, it's bad. But you're going to see the view from the seat, and you're not going to get any super marked up tickets that are way out of the price range, because SeatGeek's going to grade them for you and tell you exactly what you need to know about the tickets to get a good deal. You can save $20 on your first purchase by using that promo code LOMBA. That's L-O-M-B-A. And you save $20, go use SeatGeek. I used it. I use it all the time. I use it for Indians tickets. I'm using it for Kid Cudi tickets this week because I forgot to buy tickets. I'm probably getting Pod Save America tickets too as it comes to Cleveland. But download that app, use the promo code LOMBA, and go see something you want to see using SeatGeek. But here's the general preview, just a quick hitter preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers as the season. Again, another interesting season of Cavs basketball, and hope you guys enjoy.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Manning. I am the host of the Locked On Cavaliers podcast, here today to give you a season preview for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and as always, they're one of the most interesting teams in the NBA. You can find me on Twitter at CWMRights, follow the pod on Twitter at LockdownCavs, and find us on Facebook there as well. Up first, the three biggest Cavs storylines. Number one is Dwayne Wade and his arrival, how he's going to fit in with the Cavs. That is something, it's a known what role he's going to play, whether he's going to see some time as the backup point guard, whether he'll spend more time with the two, whether he's going to start or come off the bench. It's a very to-be-determined situation, but they're planning on him playing a big role in what he can provide this team and potentially give it some sort of jolt. Could be really big for them. Then you have how they're going to replace Kyrie Irving at point guard. He obviously produced so much for them. He had the biggest shot in franchise history. How will Isaiah Thomas, once he gets back, and Derrick Rose, and maybe Jose Calderon or Kay Felder, how are they going to replace what Kyrie does? And can Wade supplement that? Can LeBron take on some of that creation in there as well? And lastly, you know, how will this team change with these roster changes? This is a different team. You know, you have Jay Crowder in. You have Dwayne Wade in. You have Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas in. No Kyrie. Really, in itself, changes a lot. And this is going to be a different team. We'll see how this team adapts and changes this season. For the best case scenario, for how what will for the Cavs to have everything go right, and to for the best case for them maybe win a title, I think everything has to really gel, and they have to hit some sort of different level as a result of that gelling. So can this team get better on defense? Does Jay Crowder make them more versatile in different ways? Can they play smaller now more effectively? Even if they're playing differently and everything changes, can they make this work in a way? I mean, I think there are some legit concerns about this team's spacing now. I think you have some weird pieces. Like, I don't think Rose is a great fit with LeBron. But can they sort of gel and hit a new level and form a new identity that makes them better off, even if they're different and not quite exactly the same post-Kyrie? And I think you need MVP-level LeBron as well. You need a great season from the guy who's still the best player in the world, I think, in order to get where you want to go. On the other end of this, for the Cavs to have their worst-case scenario, which is probably losing in the Eastern Conference Finals, this means a lot doesn't go right. Things don't gel. Isaiah maybe never gets healthy, doesn't fit with LeBron, and the Cavs have to try to force that old identity of iso ball and just attacking in the way they did in a sort of one-dimensional, bludgeoning way, in a way that doesn't work. I mean, you could have Isaiah just not come back. You could have Rose just be abysmal. Maybe Kevin Love's back gets really bad and these things sort of fall apart. Those are things that could happen. Those are the worst case scenarios. But the obvious big thing there for me, in my mind, of what can make this season go bad is if LeBron actually does age in a significant way. I think in a way that is sort of concerning and maybe hasn't been talked about enough yet is that this team really is going to be dependent on LeBron. I don't think it's quite going to be like OKC last year where Russ had to just be this superhuman to carry that team. But I think the narrative around LeBron this year could be this is a guy that lost his second-best player. There will be some undervaluing of what Kevin Love does. He's still very, very good. Maybe I think you could have argued that the last couple of years he was the second-best player in the Cavs with Kyrie being the second most important player behind LeBron. I think you could have just situations where Rose doesn't work. Maybe Isaiah never really comes back. Maybe Love just can't adapt to a new role if they don't give him more to do. Lou could really give a lot to LeBron, and maybe Wade just can't bring it as much as we think he can right now. So that could be a thing. And if LeBron isn't up for that, and he can't be up for that in the playoffs, that's going to be a problem as well. The player, in my mind, that could be thought differently at the end of this year is Kevin Love. I think there are a lot of guys that could have really interesting seasons. Isaiah is one of them. I think Derrick Rose is certainly one of them, and we'll get to him again later in this podcast. But I think Kevin Love is the guy that, in my mind, is really someone who could be seen as different than he is right now. He, I think, could start at center, which would be new for him. Lou hasn't exactly said what he wants to do there, but that's certainly a possibility at this point. You're looking at a guy who could get a bigger role for the first time in his Cavs career, who could be used more like Minnesota Kevin Love in a way we haven't really seen for more than some token post touches and token elbow touches, especially with Isaiah out, unless they really want to trust more to give to Derrick Rose and to Wade, which Wade would make some sense. But Kevin Love is a guy for me who could be really used as a hub this year. His fit against the Warriors is always going to be problematic. He's going to have those issues, but he's also a guy that could do a lot of good for this team and I think could take some of the burden off LeBron. One thing that really intrigues me with him is that could he be used as the hub of bench units in the way we've seen LeBron used. I think lineups, if you can get the right spacing where it's Love and Dwayne Wade, and maybe you have to put Fry out there, and you know maybe this means you have to play Korver in these and you're going to have some defensive issues potentially, but I think something where it's Wade, it's Love, whether he's at center, power forward, could be really, really potent, at least in the regular season bench lineups. I don't know how sustainable they would be in the playoffs against the elite of the elites, but I like the idea of him kind of being used as a hub in a way that he really hasn't been, and I think that could solve some of the LeBron off-court issues. This could be a really, really big year for Kevin Love in my mind. the player on the Cavs that is most likely to have the biggest change in career trajectory, the biggest impact on the career trajectory this year, is Isaiah Thomas. Everyone knows about his hip at this point, how it could really keep him from getting a big deal. He's a free agent next year. We don't know exactly when he's coming back. It seems like it could be January, but this is a big year for him. He's supposed to be getting paid next summer. That's what he wants. He has to earn that really this year. Last year, as good as he was, couldn't really beat the Cavs, and he just ended up hurt, gets traded for Kyrie. The flipping of the two teams in the East, flipping their point guard, it's a weird trade in itself, but for Isaiah, this is the year he has to prove himself again, and he's done it time and time and again. But if he wants to get paid by the Cavs or somebody else next summer when there's not going to be a lot of money, he has to prove that he's healthy for however long he can play and that he can be someone who truly is impactful and helps the Cavs win a title or at least reach the finals and plays a good part in the finals. He has to do that. It could be a thing next summer where the Cavs, let's say they keep LeBron, which I think, again, is more like that's going to be something people are going to ask about. And I would just say, don't think about that until next summer. I think you need to, it's not going to do any good to ponder that all year. But if you're looking at what the Cavs could do, Isaiah's a free agent. They might need to fill point guard. And Isaiah is maybe auditioning for that role in some way. And especially with how much money he could get as he heads in a free agency off a significant hip injury. If you're looking at rookies on this Cavs team, there are two. Ante Zizic is one. They got him in the Kyrie trade. The question for him is, can he eat minutes for Tristan Thompson so TT can get some more breaks? I think he's up to it, but they have to just live with the growing pains of him, and we don't exactly know if he's going to get ahead of Fry there, but he's someone to look at. And then you have Chetty Osman. It is unclear if the Turkish international is going to get a spot. He's someone that I'm a big fan of. I think he's very, very talented. He's someone that I think will have to adapt to the NBA. But I think if you look at how they talk about Jeff Green, you still have Richard Jefferson, you have LeBron, Jay Crowder, Amon Shumpert, Kyle Korver. You have a lot of guys that play the two and three spots that are kind of ahead of him. I think a lot of time it can make sense for him. But he did get some money this summer, some actual money. Lou doesn't seem to know him that well. He knows Jeff Green, and I think that's just that kind of stuff is going to keep him from making minutes, even though I think he's the best young prospect this team has. And lastly, how the season will end in my mind is the Cavs are probably going to go back to the finals. I think they're still the class of the East. I think Boston is no answer for LeBron. They traded their best LeBron defender. I think if they are healthy, if all these things work out, if Derrick Rose, who I've talked about a lot in the show, can be competent enough to be a good player on this team and fit well, they can still be the class of the East. I think Boston, I think the Bucks are obviously in the upswing. I think Washington and Toronto are all going to be there, but I think the Cavs should still be the best team in the East. They have LeBron James. That counts for a lot. I think they do lose in the finals again, probably against Golden State for the fourth time. I think they could win, but I think a lot have to go right for them to be able to do that. But I think this is a LeBron year. I think this is a big LeBron year. I think there's a very good chance he wins MVP with the Cavs reaching the finals for a fourth straight time. Again, this has been Chris Manning from Locked On Cavs. Give me a follow on Twitter at CWMWright. Subscribe to the pod wherever you get your podcast, and give the pod a follow on Twitter at Locked On Cavs.